Good afternoon. This is Monk Inga from the Absolute Monastery in Kempo. Today I talk about diplomas. Diplomas, yes, what a big word. And what is behind the diploma? A diploma certifies that who receives it has fulfilled certain definite requirements in a trade, in a business, in an art, and so on. And everybody likes also first the diploma you get at school when you graduate from high school and college. And then you continue to select what kind of work you want to do and where to go. And then this is a diploma. And somebody likes to put this diploma very in the office and to show up what he has done and why he has this diploma. Not everybody who has a diploma for something, even obtained at the university, is doing that art. For instance, I know a friend who has worked hard at Harvard to become a land supervisor.
Land surveyor.
And, but he started to have some work, but then he didn't like it so very much because he says he prefers, he selected this kind of work and studied it because he likes to be outside. But it did, when he worked with it, he did some years, but it didn't appeal to him. And since then, he is looking for something new which really satisfies him. Well, maybe one day he finds this, but he has a diploma. Was it now worse to have this diploma and not using it?
Sure.
Why? Well, at least something he has learned and he has a good foundation in many areas. Then are those who have a diploma, but have just a diploma for fun. And even if they have learned it, a trade, they don't use it. For instance, a good practitioner has also his diploma, and it talks for him itself, because the practitioner is known by the first service the practitioner rents to the customers. And then we go over to the tailor, a tailoress. They make dresses for the person, take the measurements, select the tissue and so on. And the person selects the type, the model. But not always the model the person selects, the tailor or the tailoress is able to make it look well on the person. So there is this really special art that it is not only the diploma the person has, but it is from within the art to fit that dress or that suit to the person, to the attitude of the person, to the how the person presents himself, and there are so many things. Even if the person explains to the master, please, I would like it this way and this way. And then it is up to the tailor, to the master, to explain why he would suggest a different way. And then it is accepted. So not every, or I would like to say that every business, every work where is required a special specification needs not only the diploma, but needs that the person then really from within tries to find out the best way in presenting his work and to serving the clients. This is a great art, and I know this is not always the way. This means that having succeeded to getting a diploma does not mean that I'm really have a great skill in that art. Or now, for instance, is a very famous is in the computer area, computer world, where they give out certificates, people go to study, but it is very difficult that one person is able to accept or to gather, to collect all the nuances, all the new things which come out on the computer, even with a diploma. the person has to work in that field, really, and not only, but be like an inventor. Do it with all his heart, and because it's not only what is written in the book and what he learns, but must learn something from by himself. And this is very great. And then, yes, the diploma is worth. And even in that case, the person talks for himself, presents himself with the work he gives to the client. That is the most important and most of a value thing, regardless of the diploma. Nowadays, there are many... Nothing? Yes. Many people who try to get by a diploma for a cheap money. Well, that is, what can I do with a diploma when I have not the qualities and not the background of what the diploma prescribes and calls for? So, I know that even people who have no diploma at all, but are in a trade, in a, working, they are so qualified in the work they do and are such good, very good calculators in giving the correct quantity of, for instance, when they build a house, how much material is needed, what kind of material, and they do it just because they know it from within. They have a special feeling for what they are doing because they love that work, and it is, they are one with the work they are doing, and so is with everything. It's not important to have a diploma, but what I do with it, how I use all the skills I have learned according to that diploma. And maybe even sometimes I can also change my diploma, the quality diploma I have obtained as engineer. I would like to do something else, so I study and become a dentist, or a physicist, or a dentist, yes, for instance, the dentist. Well, it is sometimes very difficult to say, is it worthwhile really to study for something which I started or the parents have recommended and would like me to study, or to do the things I really feel able to do and would like to do and have a special tendency for doing them and love them. This is also another point for the importance or the use of a diploma. Diplomas are always a business card for the person, and behind the business card stands the person himself. That is one thing that is true. So this is about diplomas. Getting a diploma is a takes responsibility for the person really to perform what the diploma says, and being one with it, and loving it, and doing the best work possible. I love you. Bye-bye.